This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. India scrapped a health rule requiring local trials for well-established foreign coronavirus vaccines on Thursday as it tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout, with a government official saying Pfizer shots could finally arrive by July. The world's second most populous country this month recorded its highest monthly COVID-19 death toll since the pandemic began last year, accounting for over a third of all global deaths. Only about 3% of India's 1.3 billion people have been fully vaccinated, the lowest rate among the 10 countries with the most cases. India pledged last month to fast-track imports, but its insistence on local trials and a dispute over liability stalled discussions with Pfizer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday denied overseeing the needless deaths of thousands of COVID patients after his former chief advisor alleged the government's pandemic response was undermined by lies and incompetence. Johnson declined to say whether Dominic Cummings was telling the truth in his claims to MPs a day earlier, but the Prime Minister says some of the commentary he's heard doesn't bear any relation to reality. Cummings called Johnson unfit for the job and said Health Secretary Matt Hancock was a serial liar. Asked about Cummings' central claim that tens of thousands of people had died needlessly last year, including in care homes for the elderly, Johnson told reporters he doesn't think so, but says there have been incredibly difficult series of decisions, none of which were taken lightly. He insists the government did all it could to save lives and protect the state-run National Health Service. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday he recognizes France bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Macron detailed in a speech at a genocide memorial in the capital Kigali how France had failed the 800,000 victims of the genocide, but he stopped short of an apology. Macron claims France was not an accomplice in the genocide, but ended up siding with Rwanda's genocidal regime and bore an overwhelming responsibility in the slide toward the massacres. The countries have been seeking to reset relations. The EU and Japan said Thursday they backed the holding of a safe and secure Olympic Games despite calls for the event to be canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Several parts of Japan are under a state of emergency because of a surge in infections, and the Japanese public is largely opposed to holding the games this summer. Medical groups have warned the massive event could introduce new variants to Japan and strain medical resources as the country battles a fourth virus wave. Organizers have already barred overseas fans from the Tokyo Games, an unprecedented decision for the Olympics. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen points to the EU's authorization for more than 100 million doses of vaccines to be exported to Japan as a strong sign of support for preparation of the Olympic Games and safety of the Games. Japan is the largest importer of vaccines from the EU, but authorities in the country face criticism over the slow rate of inoculations that has left it lagging behind other developed countries. China on Thursday accused U.S. President Joe Biden's administration of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that was first detected in China in late 2019. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the move is in total disregard of facts and science, while totally ignoring the doubts over the origin tracing work and failure of pandemic response in the U.S. Biden told U.S. intelligence officials Wednesday to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. After months of minimizing that possibility as a fringe theory, the Biden administration is joining worldwide pressure on China to be more open about the outbreak. Some experts have speculated the virus emerged from a laboratory rather than naturally through human contact with an infected animal in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.